Speedbuilders.com. What I wanted to know was whether you knew there was a carpet on the floor or not. Now, you are telling the court and jury that you don't know whether there was a carpet on the floor or not. That is your best answer, is it?
It is not.
What is your best answer?
I don't know whether there was a carpet on the floor within the last week at the apartment formerly occupied by us.
So that it gets right back to this, that you don't know whether there was a carpet on the floor when you say that you saw smoke near the floor.
That is another question, counsel. If you wish me to answer it, I will.
Was there a carpet on the floor? Tell us that.
I do not recollect.
This closet which you have just spoken about, did that have a door?
It did.
What kind of a door was that?
A wooden door.
And was that an ordinary door, like a door leading to a room?
It was a usual type of door.
About what size was the door?
2.5 feet wide by perhaps 6 feet high.
And about how thick was this door?
I do not know.
This door closed into a molding that fitted around the opening?
Yes.
Was there a piece of wood lying along the floor upon which the door rested?
I do not recollect.
Did this door have a knob?
Yes.
Were you able to lock this door?
The knob caught when the door was shut. I don't know whether there was a bolt.
So that when you closed it, it automatically stayed closed?
Yes.
Do you know anything about the wall which you designate on this Plaintiff's Exhibit 1?
I know its exterior and interior appearance.
All you know about it then is that you know there was a wall there?
Yes.
Well, all you saw, as a matter of fact, was plaster or color, was it not?
Yes.
But what was behind that you did not know?
No.
So that when you identify this Plaintiff's Exhibit 1 and designate a wall, you don't know anything about the thickness of that wall or anything about it, do you?
Except that it is comparable with the building department plans.
Well, you don't know anything about that, do you?
Except that it is similar.
You have testified that you did not prepare this.
I did not.
All right, then. This is not work that you did, is it? And you don't know whether this is an accurate picture of that condition of that wall or not?
No.
You are relying on what somebody else told you?
I am relying upon my memory. I have corrected those sketches. I did not prepare them.
Did you ever examine the wall?
No.
From your actual knowledge, you knew nothing about that at all?
I do, though not from that drawing.
Well, do you know what that represents on that thing, from your own knowledge?
To the best of my knowledge, that represents a flue.
Oh, no. I am asking from your own actual knowledge. I mean, from your own personal observation.
No, I do not.
I show you Plaintiff's Exhibit 3 and ask you to tell me what that letter represents.
It represents the designation of an area which formed a platform at one side of the room.
You said, I believe, on your direct examination that you entered this basement of the premises a number of times during the summer.
Yes, sir.
Did Dr. Myers have an apartment in the building?
Yes.
Where was that located?
On the ground floor, southwest.
Wasn't there a telephone switchboard in the hallway on the ground floor?
Yes.
Wasn't there an operator at that switchboard all during the day?
There were times when there was no operator there.
Well, you heard Miss Lee testify that she was detailed on duty there?
Yes.
And that was her duty, to take care of the telephone switchboard there?
Yes.
You had a phone in your apartment?
Yes.
Yet you say that you found it necessary to go wandering all over the building to find Mr. Myers, is that right?
There were occasions when I looked for Mr. Myers in the basement.
How is your eyesight?
Satisfactory.
When you got to the cellar, in order to go to this place where the furnace was located, you had to proceed along the hallway, didn't you?
Yes.
There was nothing in that portion of the cellar that was for the tenants, was there?
There was a trunk room in the cellar.
The storage section of the cellar was located in the rear of the house, wasn't it?
Yes.
The tenants had no right to go in that section of the cellar, had they?
The front section?
Yes.
There was no prohibition. I had expressed permission at times.
That is why I asked you whether your eyesight was good and whether you believed in signs. When you entered this portion of the premises where this furnace was, you had to pass through a door, didn't you?
Yes.
On that door there was a sign, wasn't there?
Not to my recollection.
Didn't that sign read, no admittance?
Not to my recollection.
You did not see that?
No.
Might have been one there, though?
There may have been. As a matter of fact, I have no recollection of a door, only an opening.
You have designated on this Plaintiff's Exhibit 3, three little holes?
Yes.
Now, do you recognize that marking?
Yes.
Enclosing the three small holes, which you say, if I understand you correctly, are three pipes coming up from the tank. Is that it?
Approximately three pipes.
What is that?
Approximately three pipes. My testimony was that there were two or three.
Oh, are you not positive as to the number now?
I am not.
Now, you occupied the lower premises for how long?
About 2.5 years.
What portion of that floor did you occupy?
The whole floor.
The entire floor?
The entire floor, yes.
Now, the arrangement downstairs was somewhat different than upstairs.
Somewhat, yes.
There was an entrance from the street.
Into the hall, yes.
And that was a common entrance used by any tenant in the building?
Yes.
So the tenants, when they would enter this door on your floor, would walk upstairs to the upper floors?
Yes.